When a severe storm hits, hail and high-speed winds can cause excessive damage to your home. This can lead to blown-off shingles, broken windows, siding damage, and leaking inside. If you suspect your home has been hit with storm damage, contact CNN Construction today. We are a proud GAF Master Elite contractor, offering free exterior home inspection for storm-related damages. CNN is a reputable licensed roofing and general contractor working hand-in-hand with insurance companies and homeowners every step of the way through the difficult claims and restoration process. We will meet with your insurance adjuster to discuss the damages to your property, the value of those repairs, and the scope of work needed at your home. Our skilled team has you covered and will leave your home looking brand new. Give us a call today at 844-415-ROOF or visit our website at cnroofs.com for a free exterior inspection. CNN Construction, we find the solutions, not the excuses.
Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Damn.
It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Wizzle fizzle.
Forever. And always. With me as usual, across the room, I got my guy going long.
ChadArmsTV.com.
And I'm spiking that motherfucker. What's up,
okay.
Chad Arms?
Little bit of profanity, but that's okay.
Hey, dude, why not?
I'm not mad at you. Calm down. Relax.
Yeah.
Security, right next to him. We got...
Still hitting on your mama. Where you at, baby?
Where you at, baby?
Still hitting on your mama. Let's go.
All right, guys, hold up. Special episode today.
Hell yeah.
One that is like fucking fate. I swear to God. I've been following this kid for months. All of a sudden, through mutual friends, he's sitting on the couch with us today. We got the up-and-comer, Nella. In the building, dog.
Nice to meet you. Thank you guys for having me.
Hell yeah, man. Appreciate you coming through last minute, man.
Always.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Logan Garrett.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, welcome, dude. It's, like I said, this is crazy as fuck that you're here, because the most organic fan you have in this world probably is me.
That's fire.
I just caught wind of you shit probably about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward like to about 3 or 4 months ago, I saw you open up for Doobie on the road at the Somewhat Sober tour. And I was like, damn, this shit's like really starting to click.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then here you are.
Fire.
Yeah, so fire, bro. Currently, Nella has a new EP available called Up.
The layover.
The layover.
I like that, though. I like
but
that
it's,
video idea.
It's two-song EP you just dropped, right?
Yeah.
But most of you, if you've been under a rock, the kid's been super viral with his, I guess, his viral hit, the Tennessee Love Song, right?
Yeah. Dope song, by the
way. Amazing.
No, for sure, dog.
Song, bro.
Thank you.
You're guaranteed to like at least one of the 7 or 8 versions that's out of it.
Yeah,
amen.
Shout out to my 18-year-old daughter. She's a fucking fan.
Fire.
It's crazy. Shout out Twack. Even Twack called the kid out, bro. Like, man, of all people. Bro.
Shout out them.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, through the mutual friends, it was somewhat easy getting you over here. Again, shout out Logan Garrett. And then, you know, Doobie and them, they're friends of the show. They've been through here before. And all the names we keep throwing around, it's like extended family type shit, bro. So we're glad to have you. You know what
I'm
saying?
Glad to be here.
Yeah. You're in the city because of... tonight, in real time, a few hours from now, you're taking the stage at
Whiskey Jam.
That's an amazing look.
Yeah, for real. First light, yeah.
Have you been on Whiskey Jam before?
Nope.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like first time professional Nashville stage type.
Okay. This is getting more and more interesting. Have you ever been to the establishment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so you know the vibe in there, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it is a wall-to-wall sea of people. All there to see the 5 or 6 people on stage.
It's crazy.
One of the limited fucking venues the city has to offer where you know they're coming out for the music.
Yeah, nah, for sure. And I grew up doing like bars. Like that was like my first job was playing bars.
Okay.
Not my first job. That was the only job I ever had that worked.
Fun fact.
Like, I'm excited because I ain't played bars in a while. It's just like.
It's a vibe, bro.
Yeah, it's much more just like you get up there and you mess up because it's like.
I wouldn't know from the performing aspect though. Well, a little bit, I guess, but
yeah.
Yeah.
And fun. Like people are like there to have fun. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? They're there to drink and see the music.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we paid for tickets. Don't mess up.
It's a party.
Yeah, exactly. It's a party.
That's exactly what it is. But what's crazy about these particular parties that we're referencing to in Whiskey Jam, if you're just not from Nashville area or not really tapped into the country music scene, bro, it is the forefront to anyone and everyone that is popping. Like you don't get to a certain status in that genre without blessing Whiskey Jam stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I don't know how it happened for you and all that, bro, how long it's been in development to happen this evening, but that's a best look this city can give from someone outside of the city.
Very blessed. Very blessed. Very grateful.
Where are you from originally?
Trinity, North Carolina.
Oh, okay, cool. That was like the golden question. I don't think anybody knew, like amongst us and like immediate, like without asking, like I just didn't know where you were from. We thought, you were from Ohio.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah, I thought either Ohio or like. When I listened to you talk, I was like, "Well, he's got a little bit of a southern accent, so he may be from somewhere in the south,
somewhere from around here."
Hinting the fucking title of Tennessee Love Song. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, is he that
just
close?
Trying to put it together.
Yeah. But that's dope though, man. Shout out to North Carolina
for sure. We recently were just there. Or they were. Yeah, we were. I didn't go.
We were part of Bryson City, and then we went to Asheville.
Yeah. Bro, I would have never known where Bryson City is, but I just had some friends go to a cabin out there. Like, I went to a cabin in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I was at a cabin in Gatlinburg, and I had some mutual friends at a cabin in Bryson City at the same. So, like, I would have never known where that is, but I actually know exactly where you're talking about.
That's crazy.
We rolled around mountains for 3 hours. Steep curves, looking down, wondering if I'm going to flip the fuck over.
For real.
It was rough.
That's some bullshit.
It was rough, man. Shout out Bryson City.
Like I said, with the viral tick that you had or that you have currently, it's in all my algorithms on every one of my social networks, bro. Like, it doesn't matter what version I hear or however, like, it could be you in your bedroom or it could be on a bigger setting or a scene or, you know, lights. It's just weird how I continuously see that record in my algorithm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second. I know you're probably sick of talking about that record at some point.
I'm so happy to talk about it.
Talk your shit, Bubba.
Hearing it is different. Hearing it, I'll be like, okay, I heard it enough.
Right.
Talking about it, it still baffles me. Like, I haven't figured it out yet, so I'm not.
Well, let's talk about that moment for a minute, because I know you mentioned to us off camera you've been making music for a number of years, right? Yeah, and then obviously Tennessee Love Song was like your first viral moment, so to speak, right? So let's talk about life before the record and then like when it hit and how it hit. And where it's taking you. You know what I mean? So let's talk about before. You said you used to work in bars sometime and catch like that kind of shit.
No, so when I was in like high school, like I got 2 or 3 jobs and like I got fired from them all in a course of like 3 weeks.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like,
Child getting fired.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I would get them to fund something about music.
No, for sure.
Like something I wanted to do in music, I would get those to fund it. So I was like, wow, I need to find a way to get music to
flex.
Fund music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I started playing at bars, but I wasn't young enough to go in the bars. So I had to find bars with like patios or outdoor areas where
cheat the system.
Because I wasn't allowed inside.
Yeah.
So it was like, there was a place called Coaches in Lexington. And that was like one of the first places I played. And I would just go out there and sit on the patio for like 2 or 3 hours, and they give me like $150.
Oh yeah,
and it was gas.
Oh yeah,
gotcha.
Oh, well, that's dope, bro.
Yeah,
shout out to you for making that move.
Yeah.
And you did that for I don't know how that. What does the timeline look like on that type scenario for you up into the viral moment?
Like junior senior year of high school, I was doing that, and then like a year after, like 2020. Did I mean 2020, 2021? I want to say 2020, late 2020, but yeah, like July. I did an event called No Stress Fest, and that's where I met him. But I was playing a bar, met my boy Malik. Malik signed me up for his show, No Stress Fest, met them. We started working together.
Who is he, real quick?
Malik?
Nah.
Okay. Oh, Sud. Sorry, Sud.
Absolutely.
Shout out Sud.
Absolutely.
If you have any idea, you've seen him. Like, go on my Instagram if you want to know who he is.
Dude, he came through the door, and I thought he's been here before. Like, yeah, it's like that.
Shout out, for sure. Not hard to find, but...
And you said you worked an event with him. That's how y'all teamed up.
So he throws an event called No Stress Fest.
Okay.
It's like a parking lot concert type deal, like a hometown festival. He brings all the artists that he's fucking with in the moment to do a show.
Yeah, that's dope.
And so he sells slots to at the beginning. And so we didn't know each other, but Malik knew of him. And so we got a slot to perform at the show.
Gotcha.
Like
gotcha.
Artists, like artists do. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Absolutely.
Believe in your fucking self. You hear that?
Yep.
Yeah. Invest in yourself.
Believe in your motherfucking self and invest in yourself.
Where was the event at?
Winston. Winston-Salem.
Gotcha.
Like, it was like the 10-year Travis Porter anniversary.
Oh, cool. Fun fact.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So when you linked up with him, was the record, the Tennessee Love Song, was that already part of the arsenal or?
No, so we did that. So long story short, we partnered with a few more people and I was in Nashville like, when did we come to Nashville the first time? That was less than a year ago. No, yeah, it was this year.
Okay.
But so shout out Evan Klein. Me and him did the record together.
Okay.
And I got a session with him. I got with Def Jam and my A&R at the time, Chelsea, was working up some moves for us out here. She actually works out here now.
Okay.
But she
small world.
Set up some stuff for us. And one of them was a session with Evan. She thought we'd work right together. And we went there and we wrote the song in like a matter of a couple hours.
Fire.
And then, yeah. And then like we went back to LA like a couple months later and sat down and game planned our next few releases and Tennessee Love Song. We were excited about that song and wanted it to be one of the releases.
So y'all went back to LA with that record, like basically look what we did type shit.
Yeah, but we record so much. It wasn't like, look at this record. It was like,
gotcha.
It was like, here's 40 records. Please help me figure out which ones y'all like the most too. Because like,
what about I love this one?
Type, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Tennessee Love Song was just like, obviously, I love the record,
undeniable record.
Yeah,
But you threw a number. You said 40. Was it about 40 records you originally pitched back to the label?
Nah, it's probably like a 60.
It'd be a lot of different records all the time. Okay, that's dope though, bro.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Too big, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the only thing I'm good at. So it's like, it's not a problem. It's not like, oh, God, I work so hard on these. It's just like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm not like racking my brain. I mean, I am racking my brain, but it's not like a
make or break.
Yeah, it's not like a make or break. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's just like, this is what I do for fun.
So yeah.
Like, if I can't think of something, damn it, sucks. But like,
yeah. You can write dope records without having, like, trying to write dope records.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I totally understand.
When the dopest things happen.
Absolutely.
Like, stop trying. Bro.
The organic shit.
Yeah, get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting as hell. You know, the kid threw out, and my bad about the kid thing. I'm bad about that.
I'll be young forever.
I'm old as fuck. It sucks, bro.
It's a middle game.
I guess, dude. The kids do it to you. Like, you know what I mean?
I like the way you think,
man. Bro, he's all over it, dog. He's sharp as a dart.
Sharp as a dart,
yeah,
man. That's an old as fuck saying. You're sharp as a dart.
Should we name the episode Sharp as a Dart?
Oh, no.
That's higher.
You gotta have a segment. You gotta have a segment. Like a 10-minute segment.
Right? So, I don't even know where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought. The Def Jam thing, you know, I think it's really interesting to hear about you mentioning signing to a label kind of early in your career, so to speak.
Super early.
And before the Tennessee Love Song.
The right moment. And that's why it made so much sense. And that's why I still don't regret my decision is because it was based off faith. My dog. That's Rich. Sorry.
What up, Rich?
You good? And that's him. That's my engineer. All these songs y'all talking about, he recorded them.
Hell yeah. Family in the building. That's what it is.
Yeah. But what was he talking about? You don't fuck that shit up.
What were we talking about? The Def Jam. Before the deal. Blah, blah, blah.
No, that's why it was like super family oriented. Like it was very organic. And I didn't have any numbers. I didn't have any streams. I just had good music.
Wow.
And Tunji, shout out Tunji. He like that's how he looked at me. He's like, I believe in your music. I really love your music.
Fire.
And you know what I'm saying? We negotiated and worked out something we both thought was fair. And it was very generous. And that's why I still don't regret it. Because it was like, it was about the music in the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the viral moment. And that's why, that's why I'm not tripping over. Like when you said pressure with the viral moment.
Yeah.
It's not that. It would be pressure if that's all I had going for me. But I got where I am without the viral moment.
That's a bonus.
Talk your shit. I think that's really
important. Especially you're 22. Like, so
yeah.
It's a team too, though. It's like we did it right. Yeah. We went and met people in person. We built the right team.
It was a well-deserved moment. I don't even look at that as a viral moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Viral moments I look at is like it happened accidentally.
Yep. We definitely worked for it. We've definitely been aiming for it. We just don't know how the internet works. So it's like.
No, that's true. And
they will choose.
Here, a question I have for you too, like, you play the guitar as well.
Yeah.
Was that self-taught? When did you start doing that? Like, as a kid, was you wanting to know how to play the guitar or what?
So, I wanted to learn how to play the guitar when I was, like, 9. And my dad got me and my sisters guitars for Christmas. But I didn't want to learn very quickly after that. And it became a thing where he wanted me to learn. So, it was, like, in my head, I was, like, I was trying, but I wasn't really trying. Because I was, like, this is too hard.
Yeah.
And, like, three. But I played the drums when I was, like, 4. So, I grew up playing music. And then when I got in middle school, I got in band and I did like the saxophone. And then I got bored of that and learned like the bass and then the piano.
That's so far.
That's cool though.
Because I got braces, so I couldn't play like instruments.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was self taught, but my dad really started me on it. I went to my dad's house like when I was like 12. It was July 25th, 2015.
Golly.
I know that because I posted a picture the day. I posted a picture of the guitar the day.
That's cool.
I started, and I was like, I'm going to play guitar. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was cool.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, Dad, I'm learning how to play guitar. And he had tried to teach me for 3 years. He was like.
So 12 is when you kind of got, like, more serious about it?
Yeah, whatever I was in 2015, maybe, like, 14.
Gotcha.
And you said he was in music, too.
Yeah. He's a praise and worship leader at the church, and, like, he was in bands when he was younger.
Oh, that's okay.
That's cool. So that's dope. So music's in the family already.
Yeah. I played Vans Warped Tour in, like, 2001.
Oh, flex.
That's fire. So, yeah. Hell yeah. So,
like, he was, like, yeah. He was.
With the shit. Yeah,
Actually actively trying to do something.
That's cool, though, man.
So we're learning a lot, like, real fast about Nolan, like, and like how this has happened, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's real important to mention the fact that the deal happened before the viral moment. I think that's super important. And then I'm glad Chad asked about, like, when you developed the skills on the guitar, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the drums even earlier than that, as early as 4 years old. When did the vocal thing become a thing?
Yeah.
I think the first time I sang in front of somebody, I was like six. It was at church. Okay,
so early.
I was in a talent show when I was in second grade, and I was singing, like, Grenade by Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. Shout out, Bruno. We know you're watching.
But, yeah, he is watching.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. It is a tough one. Yeah. That ain't no easy peasy one either, man.
How'd it go for you?
It went good. I didn't win, but it went great.
Yeah.
Shit, you pulled it off.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a tough
one to do right there.
That's a win in itself.
Yeah. And then I became, like, socially aware. And then I stopped singing in front of people because I, like, got embarrassed and nervous and, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a little weight to me, and I wasn't, like, the most attractive person in school, so I was like, I didn't want to open my mouth. That's when I developed my sense of humor. So
no, for
like,
sure,
like, with the sharp as a dart stuff.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't have done out of that. But, yeah, when I got to high school, like, when my voice dropped, because, like, I had friends that sang that were, like, in grades above me in high school, and they were in chorus, and they would have little get-togethers at their parties, and it was a girl, and she had, like, her girlfriends come over, and I thought they were cute, and they were like,
but
she sang, and then I was comfortable with her, so I would sing around her, and then she would tell her friends, and then her friends would be like, oh my gosh, you can sing, and then they'd make me sing for them, and so that's what kind of opened me up a little bit. And
like, hold up, I get some bitches if I keep singing, bro.
lucky, oh, maybe this works. Maybe this will work.
Yeah. I get it, bro.
And then I started writing around that same time. Like, the first song I wrote, I think it was in, like, seventh grade.
Damn, flex, Bubba. That's dope.
Oh, it didn't sound like they do now.
But still.
But, like, the first time I actually, like, finished the song.
They wouldn't sound like they did now if you didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's super important part of the story, man.
Turned into Bruno Mars.
Right? Took control. But now, fast forward to the moment we get to meet you and you're here and shit, bro, you're moving with, like, this level of confidence that's, like,
mm-hmm.
Do your thing, brother.
Thank you.
Like, it's fire. And your voice, as far as the vocal capability, and this is just coming from Squints, I don't know shit. But you have, like, a very distinct voice, Bubba. Like, where if I wasn't familiar with your face, I would immediately know when I'm hearing a Nella record.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Another fun fact, I don't know if y'all are aware of this, but if you go on Apple Music and you look up his catalog currently, right now, and you scroll to the bottom of the page and it says similar artists, you know who pops up first?
Who?
Morgan Wallen.
Oh.
They don't be passing them out.
That name don't get thrown around like that, bro.
Not on the similars, yeah.
Not to compare it, like, on a vocal range at all, but that's how I would speak about Morgan Wallen. Like, I think he has a very distinct voice, one that I'm a huge fucking fan of, and it's very, like, it draws you in. You know what I mean?
You know it as soon as you hear, oh, that's the Morgan record.
Yeah. But what's interesting, though, about what I've learned about you as far as your catalog goes, like, up to the EP you released, you know, the two-song EP you dropped just the other day.
Yeah.
And the stuff before Tennessee Love Song. When I go back to that, this kid's got bars, bro.
Yeah, he be rapping too, man. I picked it out. Yeah.
But that melodic type rap, you know what I mean? The shit motherfuckers are scared to do. Are you still fucking around with that type shit?
Yeah. I have, like I said, I got hundreds and hundreds of records that we're figuring out when we should put them out. And I like them all. I love them all. Anything I put out, I immediately, like, I listen to it until I hate it. And when I hate a song, I know it's ready to go out because I have nothing left to fix in it. So it's like, with all due respect, all the records that are out, I hate. Like, I've got so many more records that are all different genres because I feel like music is such an emotional thing. Like, I don't make it based on genre. I just make it based on how I feel.
Yeah.
I love that. And when I noticed, when I was listening to your catalog, the album, your Wake Up album you dropped in 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that the genre is worldwide, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Shout out to Step Brothers, Prestige Worldwide.
Absolutely. Yeah. Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, Boats and Hoes for sure.
That's my genre, Boats and Hoes.
No, Boats, that's what you need, bro. Yeah. But I thought that was cool because I was like, man, that
Because that's what it says as the genre. Yeah,
absolutely, it does.
Wow.
And I had listened to that album after I went through like the singles and the EPs. You know, yeah. I was kind of trying to go in order, and I was like, I see why he's doing that, bro. Because you got the like the Recess record, but that one's super fire on that album.
Thank you.
I think Two Pills. There's a couple of them that really stood out to me, and it's dope because they're all different. Like you said, that there's not a genre really that you can box it into, which is good, especially for somebody like you that's young and super talented, where you can kind of shape shift into whatever genre you want to. You know what I mean?
And I'm new to it, man. And they was turning me on to them, and we listen to some.
One's always late.
We like we like a. I'll be so stuck in. You know what I mean?
But I'm super late with everything. I catch on so late.
But we got what, a 40-45 minute drive down.
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
That's enough to listen to some shit.
Yeah,
everything that I heard is dope.
Yeah, for sure, man. We put it on shuffle, and we was kind of going through them. And he had heard, because I sent him your TikTok, so he was familiar with Tennessee Love Song and a couple of the other ones. But everything that was coming through there, man, because you got some real vibey records, dog. Yeah. Like they're really good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And the album format, what's the name of the album, the original album?
Mixed Emotions.
Is that it?
Or wait, of what? What
is it? I don't know. It's a body of work that's available on Apple Music, like a full album.
Yeah,
and it's got the Two Pills in it, the Recess.
Wake Up record. Oh, Wake Up.
Wake Up.
I got it tatted right here.
Fun fact. It's interesting to hear, though, how recent that was, but how you're referencing to how old it is.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I feel like what makes me and the people around me so special is that it's like exponential growth.
Mm.
So I'm not speaking on it like it was so long ago. It's really like
a lot
my
changed.
Standpoint how I look at things now. It's like I looked at things so different, and like I was going through such different experiences in my life that I was writing about. So it's like now we've grown, like so much has happened recently where it's like I really feel like it's been longer than it has been, just because of how many
moves you've made,
been slammed into this last year.
It's part past.
What's next?
Yeah. And part of it too, bro, I think, is because of your age, though. With you being 22, like
you're in that rapid growth stage.
Stuff's moving so fast anyway.
It's crazy.
Outside of just
we some OGs, man. We've been around for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
I told him I'm old as fuck.
Like the first time I jumped in, it was like 2011.
Yep.
Something like that, right there.
Yep. 2001. Yep.
And Brub been doing it for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 2003. Yep.
And the way, like, you have to look at it and do it the way that you're doing it, it's so advanced, man, from the way the shit used to be back then.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy. Like,
a motherfucker will take 3 years to put together 17 songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You do.
I just don't release shit.
No, you're right. He don't.
No, he's
right. I got dope shit. I just keep it to myself.
So with you know, like in real time, we mentioned you got a show tonight at Whiskey Jam, which is dope as fuck. When this comes out, it's actually going to come out like
right before Christmas.
Yeah, right before Christmas, something like that. But
Merry Christmas.
Currently, you know, the date in real time, he has a show at Whiskey Jam tonight. But then earlier, a moment ago, you mentioned building the relationship with Def Jam, your A&R at the time, who has relocated to Nashville. And ultimately, they're building bridges, the songwriting, the help. Right, Tennessee Love Song.
Yeah, me and him produced and wrote the.
Right, and you say she still resides in Nashville now, right?
Yeah, shout out Chelsea.
So the Nashville thing, it's like becoming a thing, huh?
Yeah, and we started coming to Nashville before that. I'm much more of a bar guy. I'm not a club guy. I'm a bar guy. So
we got Nashville, plenty of them, man.
And I admire and hold songwriting to such a high standard.
Yeah.
And Nashville does that.
Yeah.
There's not really more places where you can find real storytellers that, and it's not like they're just good at it. Like they care about the science behind it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. So it's like, it was inevitable that I came and you know what I'm saying? Learned from people that
it's a songwriting city. No. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
people value bars and like contents of records and the way they're played and sang more than the everything else. You know what I'm saying? That's like a rare kind of thing. You know, like you go like out West, like LA is kind of like the opposite. You can get, I don't care how you got the records, how long you've been doing it, I don't give a fuck. If the package is put together right, that's fine, let's run it out. But I think your story seems to be a lot different than I actually thought it would be, in a great way. I think it's super dope to hear about, because I thought the Def Jam thing, I thought that was like more current, like after your viral moment.
Hell no, it's been over a year.
Talk your shit. That's that's like a strong fucking argument. You know what I mean? Like the kid was popping before the viral shit. The viral shit just helped get exposure, really.
Exposure. Well, the right time.
And I said it wrong. This is actually dropping on the 29th.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, a happy new year.
Absolutely. New year. Damn, last one of the year.
Yeah, last right, one of 2023, bro. Look at that.
Thank you.
Yeah, bro. Also, too, Squints brought it up, and then I went and looked at it. You went to Memphis and did the
Famous Animal.
The Famous Animal joint.
I didn't go to Memphis. He was in Charlotte.
Oh, well, dope. But
yeah, I'm just shout out Famous Animal. Yeah,
that was fire, bro.
Yeah, I did him twice now.
That's ooh, dope, flex. Man. Hell yeah.
But that was how I like previewed Tennessee Love Song. Like I did. Famous Animal was the first place I ever did a Tennessee Love Song.
Okay. That's cool because I haven't seen anybody in like I don't want to say your genre because you got all kinds lame. Of genres, but you're lame. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Famous Animal has like a
you
know what I'm saying? A reoccurring act, but I think that's what did so well.
Yeah. No, that's cool though, man. That just shows that too. The music that you're doing, it can reach all spots in the world, man. Like all different styles. Like people that aren't used to seeing that type of music on Famous Animal, they're used to seeing people from the South snapping. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But it was dope to see you snapping in your way, and it's still getting received well. Like on so shout out Famous Animal too. There's been a couple of people from Nashville that we're supporters of on Chill HTP and a couple of others that went on there.
Yeah, a handful of them.
That was dope, bro.
But to what Chad's saying, I think that is dope because I was unaware of that until I like went down far enough on your Instagram to see where you were featured on it. I thought that was cool as fuck. I like the way that dude does that.
He's super cool.
Yeah, super big shout out, Famous Animal.
Yeah, he's super chill.
Yeah, and I always thought there was more to it than that. Like I always thought that Famous Animal, like the music part, like people performing was like a segment of like something like this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a show. And like, nah, that's it, bro. That's the hustle. Like we just out. Yeah. Put you on a platform. Let you perform.
Like, yeah, he's winning, bro.
And he hypes, you winning. Do it in real time. Yeah. He runs off a Rodecaster and it does it in real time, but he hypes you during the. Exactly. It's fire. Yeah. It's dope. It's different.
He's winning with that shit, too. So look to him.
I think it's interesting that you said that you didn't go to him, that it was like a mobile. He's mobile.
Yeah,
like,
he travels.
He's really about it.
Yeah. I don't know why we're just on this for a minute, but shout out Famous Animal. But I recently saw one like last week and he's at a car wash and he's outside. I was like, damn, okay, now we're doing it like it, because I've always saw the traditional backdrop. Yeah. And now he's just at the fucking car wash. I'm like,
that's cool, though, man.
I don't know who was the first to do that, but I feel like Moneybagg had a lot to do with, like, the change of scenery, because I think he did it with, like, a Ferrari in the background.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Moneybagg, yo. He's probably watching, too.
Yeah, he probably is, though. Shout out Bag, man. Yeah.
Our reach is crazy, bro.
Thank you.
Shout out Bag, though.
No, for sure. So, with your... I don't know, with your back and forth to the city of Nashville, like off camera, not to put you on Front Street, but I know we spoke on Jelly a little bit where you mentioned Jelly. Like you met the big guy yet, like in and out of town?
I haven't met him, but we have mutual friends, and I was a fan of him before I was a fan of his music, because like everybody that's been around has just talked so highly about him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great guy.
As a person, yeah. So
you keep running around Music Row, you'll run into him soon enough, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
You're saying too that I think he hit you up, or like he commented on TikTok or something.
Yeah, he had commented on he had followed me on Instagram, but I was before we started this podcast, I was sitting here just scrolling to my because all my comments.
Yeah,
and I found one that he commented on my TikTok. I don't know if it was before or after he followed me on Instagram, but a girl named Jessica Kent, I think it was. He said he'd like shout out her, like thank you for pointing me in this direction. So shout out Jessica, appreciate that too.
Oh yeah, that's dope, man. Shout out to Jessica and shout out Jelly.
Yeah,
that's how you know I'm fucking old, bro, because I don't be on TikTok.
Dude, it's not. Yeah, I don't like it.
Dead
either.
Giveaway though.
Yeah,
I say I don't fuck with TikTok. I like, oh, you're 40, huh?
Yeah, no, I say it too. I'm 22.
But you be on TikTok, right?
Yeah, it's a part. It's like I don't hate it.
It's just a new wave.
It's what it stands for. It's like it's like you're training people to not pay attention to you for a long time.
Yeah,
like you're training people to be like get to the point quicker. I'm going to be bored of you.
Facts.
It's like I'm a storyteller, and stories aren't told in 30 seconds.
Right.
Very very factual information, dude. Off camera, you was talking about it too, and you had such a great way to break down TikTok and Instagram as far as the followers, where like it's a lot easier to get a follower on TikTok than it is to get one on Instagram.
And I missed this. What are we talking about? I missed all this.
Your ratio on Instagram is like you're held to a lot higher standard on Instagram when it comes to who you follow than on TikTok. Like TikTok, people just throw the followers around because it's so like run and gun and go. Like on Instagram, I feel like you really have to like their more than their 5 second content. Like you got like the pictures of them, what they stand for, like the people they follow, because you're like,
gotcha.
So your ratio, people take so much more care of their ratios on, like I've never seen somebody go through their TikTok followers and unfollow people. Like people go through their Instagrams almost every day, like who do I not mess up with?
How much lower can I get my number?
You know what I'm saying? TikTok, I have never in my life unfollowed somebody on TikTok.
And most of the time, if you go to an artist page or like a big content creator's page and you go to their TikTok, it's usually 2 to 4 times their Instagram.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if they're popping. And I get it because it's just a lot, like you were saying, it's just all 15, 30-second videos. So it's just like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, because currently, I know for a fact, just because I'm supposed to know, you're like at 130,000 on Instagram?
Yeah, I just hit 126 in the car on the way here.
Facts. Okay. And what are you on TikTok?
Like 104.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Well,
you're
that's what I'm saying. I went so much more viral on Instagram than I did on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I gained like 60K followers on TikTok from like the recent. On Instagram, I've gained over 105K.
Off the record? Off Tennessee Love Song?
Off Tennessee Love Song.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
dope,
pretty,
though, bro.
That's pretty fucking viral.
Yeah, that's dope.
but it's he worked for it though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
We know that now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna capitalize on it. I think I have like
talk your shit,
all my records have like substance. So I feel like hopefully that's not, if that's really what went viral, then like the lyrics are so relatable and so nostalgic. It's like I pride myself on that. That's my genre of music. I want to make nostalgic music. The reason I chase the sound I do is because growing up, like when I hear a record like Break Even by The Script or How to Save Your Life by The Fray, like it puts me back in that, like me being 9 years old driving to the lake, like everybody wants to feel younger. That's how you're like, I miss the good old days. Like that's how everybody feels. Sure. So creating a record that sounds like that off rip, that's what I chase, and that's what everybody, I was proud because everybody was saying that in the comments, and I was like, bet, listen to more, like I got you.
Yeah. For sure. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I'll ramble.
No, but no, that's cool though, man. That's dope that you think that way, because I think that's one of the biggest things about the charm of people like taking to you, other than just your music being dope. Mm-hmm. I think it's the fact that it's just super, just like you're just chilling, bro. Like it ain't nothing like super polished or anything. It's just a real ass, like it's just you and that guitar, bro.
It's organic as hell.
For sure. Organic.
Like,
yeah.
Like you said, he went in that motherfucker, man. And you try to make different shit all the time. Like, you never, it sound like you never try to just stick to one sound. You know, one band, one sound type shit. Like,
yeah.
Just
drive myself crazy.
Yeah. Whatever I feel is what's coming out. And that's how you make that good music, man.
No, for sure. And that
easy.
Yeah, yeah. Instead people take to it.
And you mentioned that you enjoy playing like the bar scene, et cetera. Is that like the angle right now? Is that what we're focused on? Or is it, honestly, not to cut you off, but just give you a moment to answer. Like outside looking in, consumer standpoint, it's like sky's the limit. Like where when's the next show? Like where can we see the kid play? You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, like away from Nashville or places that have that bar scene, are you trying to go bigger?
I think all stages are good stages. I haven't played a bar in so long, but there's not with my goal not being a specific genre, it isn't a specific audience. So it's we're gonna, like, I'm on Famous Animal and I'm in Whiskey Row.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
For it's sure,
like,
bro.
I want.
Not many people can say that, though.
I support my music. I think everybody would like my music, so I'm going to show everybody my music, and then you decide the rest.
You said this your second time through Nashville?
Nah, we've been to Nashville a few times. We've been to Nashville a few times.
Okay, then. Just saying, what you're on the early parts of?
No, for sure. We're not. Yeah.
This your first performance in Nashville?
No.
Basement East. Oh, yeah. For Doobie, y'all opened up for Doobie there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask that. He said they did the whole tour with Doobie on the Somewhat Sober tour. Shame on us for missing that fucking show. I don't know why that happened. I think either we were out of town. There was a reason why we didn't make the Basement East show, but that was disappointing to me personally because I rock with them guys, like super tough. But then I saw Nella was opening, and then I had to fucking be there, and I still hate the fact that I missed that opportunity to go to that show. Basically, shout out Doobie, highlight.
Yeah, we missed you.
Reason I mentioned that right there, man, is going back to the bar question that you asked.
Mm-hmm.
Your talent, your style, you're about to take out, bro.
Thank you so much.
That's why I asked, like, how big you want to go.
As big as I can. Bigger than anything ever. I can't. Like, what I want to do hasn't been done. And that's so.
The viral moment, I ain't worried about that shit. You finna take off.
Thank you very much.
Sure. And remember, motherfucker, I know they done said it, but I'm saying
it. Stamped.
I think it, y'all heard it. I think it's dope, though, to see you kind of, like Chad said, dancing through these genres like this. And when you put it in words a moment ago, when you said, I did Famous Animal, and now I'm doing Whiskey Row, or Whiskey Jam. It's like, dude, not many people can say that type shit. And then, like, when you add on, like, I just finished a however many city tour with Doobie, you know, and you know, he signed to Black Noise, and like you're currently signed to Def Jam, and you've been making music, and like Tennessee Love Song was just a thing that happened along the way. Like it's just like, whoa, hold. When we mention like artists that like have those type of capabilities or can have those even kind of conversations, I can't think of any. But like when I want to compare Nella's vibe or sound or like your like rebellion towards a specific genre, I immediately want to go like Post, you know what I'm saying? Like a Post Malone kind of thing. Cause he got away from this and got away from that. And it's kind of like his own kind of sound vibey, but that's not even in comparison. You know what I'm saying? Because fun fact, in real time, we recently saw Post Malone jump on. That's all you, Bubba. We recently saw Post jump on stage at the ACMs or CMAs or some CMAs. Shit and perform with Hardy and all that.
Super hard.
Was it?
Everybody else thinks it
was. I think it was hard. Like, I think we would all appreciate it, but like from the consumer aspect.
I think it was beautiful.
Right?
I think it's beautiful. And I'm looking at it from a completely standpoint because like Hardy's one of my favorite writers. I think Hardy's
an amazing
writer.
Bruh, the best.
Post Malone obviously blew up when I was in high school. He's like one of the first people I had to look at to be like, oh, that's amazing. Like,
right.
I was old enough to understand and appreciate music. So, like, he was one of the first artists I grew with. And then with Morgan.
Come on now. Yeah.
Morgan just makes bangers. So
but
it's
I'm curious, like, what, like, the real, like, immediate country fan base thought about that moment. Like I said, all of us kind of appreciate it because we all had value towards Post Malone before it just happened to be ended up there. But I guess to go all the way around the block, to go next door, what I'm trying to say is an artist like yourself with the type of records you are portraying, it's a lot better sale for a country for that country's lane as well. Like I think it's dope. Not many artists can dibble dabble in multiple genres.
And
but
at this point, when it comes to country, right now the walls are so brittle.
Exactly, you know what and I mean? Yes,
can get that, in there. You know, for so long it's been you have to be a certain way, and now you know what I mean. Like just it's the time, that's why I said that because if you can hit Nashville the way that you're about to hit Nashville. This shit just opens the door to, you know what I mean, to so much shit at this point, right?
Yeah. Because as long as you don't change direction and, like, anchor down, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you fucking throw that toe in that fucking country lane every once in a while and dibble through that worldwide shit, whatever that genre was you mentioned.
Bring them back to you.
That's the whole thing. Hell yeah. Come on over here, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Put my foot in here. Y'all see what I'm doing, but follow me over.
Was it sound like one?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, dip the toe in, bro. You know how it is. Dip on that thing in there, man.
Dog.
What you got in the works, man? You got like a new album, new EP, new single? What we got? What you got cooking?
We are working on a project right now. I don't have a name for it yet, but I think I'm gonna try to drop it like February.
Okay.
Oh, dope. Hell yeah, bro.
I think this is the first place I've said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Damn.
That's cool though.
Sure.
Love it.
Yeah. But
February and that and obviously under Def Jam. What's that scenario look like as far as the deal? Like
we're gonna put out music until I feel like.
Don't worry.
It's going to get what it deserves.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? These are my kids. These are my babies. Like, this is all my past experiences and the way I truly feel about life. So, it's like, to put them out, like, when one of them gets the attention I feel it deserves and I feel like people are ready, I'm going to drop an album.
Love it. I love it. February on the horizon. So, that, and you mentioned already on the pod that, you know, you got hundreds of songs kind of on deck ready
to go. I got a remix for Tennessee Love Song coming, too.
Oh, yeah. Dope, man. When you dropping that?
January 12th.
Okay. So just
shout
a couple
out Chase
weeks.
Matthew.
Yeah, so you get so
shout
Chase,
out Chase Matthew.
Chase on the remix.
Pull up, dope. Chase.
Dope. And so you got that dropping in January. And then you said you're working on an album. That's cool, man. And I'm obviously you're gonna be dropping content on your socials and stuff.
And in between time just sort of tapping in wherever the fuck you can, right? I'm sure the phone's ringing.
And to comment on the thing you said earlier about dipping my foot in a bunch of different I don't want people to listen to my music and think that's the intent though, because my intent is not to dip my foot in the country lane.
You don't get that. I didn't get that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I just don't want people to think it's a goal. Yeah. Like my goal is not to please everyone. We literally just get bored. Like me and Seven will sit in a room and get bored until we create something we love, and other people put the name on.
Yeah, and I made that comment, I didn't mean it like that. I meant exactly. Yeah, I meant being able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not that that's like a strategic move or like aimed at any type market or you know, for the return on any type market, none of that type shit. I think it's just the ability that you have, the ability to make multiple genres of music and it all be fire.
Yeah.
It, you know, however you want to label it, what the fuck ever.
Not pigeonhole yourself into one genre. Oh, he's country or he's pop or he's a rapper, rock.
So it kind of applies to every, to all of them.
Exactly. He's like, I don't know what I do. I just do.
Just give me all. Of
keep doing, bro. Yeah,
keep doing.
You know what I mean? We ain't even said it on camera, but he's 22 years old. You know what I'm saying? And to be as saturated as you seem, youngin', sitting next to me, for what it's worth, we've been in, like one said, we're OGs kind of out here, bro. We've been doing this a long time, and we've built a platform. Chad's built a platform as far as the YouTube channel, and then with the pod, it's the sky's the limit, and all these things. They're great artists, but along our 20-plus years of doing this shit, it's been, I can't remember a time where I've observed something like this. You know what I mean? And for whatever the fuck that's worth, Bubba.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Keep doing you, because it's been interesting to watch. And now that I've had the opportunity to meet you and chill with you,
I have not the same type of person, but the same type of moment.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna fuck you up when I tell you who it is. When I thought this.
Yeah. Who is it?
Drake.
Okay.
Seriously.
Thank you.
When I first heard,
that Drake, laughed at you.
When I first heard
Drake, I love it. Well, listen to me. Thank you.
When I first heard Drake, I said, damn, this shit's different.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this motherfucker, I ain't even talking about, like, I ain't even comparing, like, what y'all do. I'm just talking about the feeling I got when I heard the music.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, damn, that shit's different.
Yeah.
That's just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
It's
the same thing I heard when I, same thing I felt when I listened to your stuff.
No, for sure. Because,
that shit is wild, man. That's talent right there.
No, that's cool. Because when Drake dropped, you was like, man, he's not rap, but he's not R&B. But is he pop or what is he? Is it
you a Drake fan? Do you like Drake?
I love Drake. I think he cares about his music, like, immensely, and it shows. And that's why he does so well.
What y'all think about Drake?
Fans?
Drake?
Hell yeah.
I'm with it.
If somebody says they don't like Drake, they're lying.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oh, he's definitely watching. Drake's, you catch it all. That's Drake my guy right there,
watching,
dog.
They're both watching, chilling together, watching.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. But I see the
Honda.
Yeah, for sure.
The passion fruit drink.
Yeah.
All that.
So when we talk about the album, Nellan, you're aiming towards February, like we've got that out of you.
So look, it's not an album. It's just like a mixtape. You know, like my mentors, that what people would call you, I guess. But just like the person, yeah.
Watch
like
what's your name?
But just like, because it's more than that, but at the same time, it's like I didn't understand the importance of a DJ, but like the people that used to love music were introduced to it through, like, or all the people that I've been around that are like important, or were like came up in the mixtape.
100%.
Back when people dropped music just to drop music, and there was not an agenda behind of it, and there wasn't no algorithm you were trying to chase, and we're just dropping good music because we're bored and we feel like people need to hear this music.
That's dope. The album
will come when we feel like people are ready to accept it for what it is and not listen to it and be like,
I love that.
Where do we put this on the charts?
I was watching, I saw something on Instagram. I can't remember if it was on Traps and Trunks or what it was, but it was either a big DJ or a big A&R was talking about how they really want the mixtape era to come back around. And I'd be all for it. I can't remember if it was a DJ or a producer. Huh? Sonny Digital, yeah, that's who it was. It was like, that needs to come back around. That's what we come up in, you know what I mean? Because I started in 03. He's been rapping since that long. So, like, and so Squints too. So, we all came up in that mixtape era. And that was my favorite time as a listener. And as an artist, but as a listener too. The mixtape era was the best to me.
Man.
So, I'd love for that to come back.
Gangsta Grill times.
Yeah, bro. When Drama started dropping them Gangsta Grills and Who Kid and all them guys.
Man, R.I.P. Dat Piff.
R.I.P. Dat Piff for sure. And live mixtapes. Like that. But that, going back to what you were saying with like your mentors, like they're not wrong when they're steering you that way, bro.
Yeah, it feels better, because that's what I'm chasing when I put into words, like the fray and the script. It's like, I just wasn't on that side of music when I was younger, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So it's like, to hear, like, they feel the same way, they just listen to different music growing up. So it's just like feeling of that era of music, like that's the same thing I'm talking about, like the 2009, 2010, 2011, like that era. I was just younger and listening to different music, but it felt the same to everybody.
No, for sure. You know what's wild? That's dope.
Even that sound is starting to double back around.
Yes, it is, man.
Yeah, motherfuckers like Jack Harlow, man. That joint that he got out, it's fun.
I love that for record, sure. Bro. I've never been like a
talking about Loving On Me, the new
one. Yeah, dog. I love that shit.
It's fun. Timid, it don't sound like,
bro. You play right now, I'll dance, bro. I just start wiggling around and shit.
Shoulders
or
hips?
Yeah, either. Bro, I can move, bro. I can move, Bella. I'll do, man.
I'll teach you some shit, bro. It's me.
Hey, man. You don't want to go there with me, bro.
Dance all day. You got serve.com.
So, but with the project or with whatever we're doing, like, it's
body
not
work.
Yeah, there you go. It's not all B-side records, right? It's not all the ones that just ain't good enough for the album, is it?
No, God, no.
Let y'all hear some of them
Yeah, I'll let you hear some.
Shit, we got to go. It's been nice having... Nah, just playing. That's interesting, though, bro. It's a different approach. It's a refreshing approach to us, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And it's just interesting, bro, to hear a 22-year-old up-and-comer currently signed to a major deal and just mm-hmm. getting the looks you're getting with the viral moments attached to it, you know, with the remix coming and the project or the body of work coming and all this. Bro, it is... so dope to hear how you are moving in particularly. Mm. And we've done this fucking show almost 250 times. Mm. We don't talk like this a lot. You know what I'm saying? So it's just really dope to absorb someone that's as young as you are talking the way you're talking because
it's got it together, bro.
Yeah.
We care. We care.
Yeah.
Everybody I'm around cares.
Yeah. And it really shows.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
It does, bro. It
means everything.
Yeah. It shows though, man, because we've had all different ways of life type artists pull up over here, bro.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting to hear how this one in particular moves and is operating and how's, you know, the organic part of this conversation about how you organically became, I was following you before you pulled up today, bro. Mm-hmm. That's weird to me, bro. Like I'm not just like a social media weirdo, just follows everybody. Not that that means anything. But it's just rare that it's premeditated like that to where I was just naturally a fan and just through the graces of God, the kid ended up over here on the couch. It's dope as fuck. Yeah, exactly.
It's in the air.
Yeah, it's all about
hope, bro.
It's all about
who you know. We're pulling for you, bro. We are. We appreciate you coming through here last minute like this. And
appreciate you having me.
We're rooting for you, dog. We look forward to seeing what you got coming through, you know, in the future. And we'll be whatever we can do to help if you want to pull back up, man.
Please do, bro.
I got to pull up tonight.
Sure. I got kids, man.
Hey, I'm so thankful.
It's gonna be tough for me and Squints, but maybe one can.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm so thankful about it.
Yeah, but
tell him, man. One's fun to move around the city with too.
And we got the music video tomorrow. If you can't make it tonight, or if you
that's tomorrow. A different scenario. And in real time, the only reason I can't is because the moment we're done here, I'm going to my 13-year-old's recital.
Yeah.
Fire. Yeah, fire, right? Congrats.
Shout out. She does good. Break a leg.
Yeah, she's super excited. We're super excited. But
she's like dance? No,
it's a choir.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, right?
Even more fire.
Yeah.
More fire.
Yeah. I got three girls, and they're all like, one of them's destined for fame.
Start crip walking in
dude.
I might. Just because, you know what I mean?
Let him know what's up, dude.
Why not, man? Why not, man?
Let him know what's up, dude.
Bro, last time it was like, this is like the Christmas shit tonight. And last time it was Halloween theme, right? With the last little recital. And I got a 3-year-old, too. And, bro, it was fuck. You talk about a viral moment. Fucking when Liliana, my 13-year-old, comes out, she's like middle of the performance, bro. Everything's quiet. And they're like doing like a play on top of a singing thing. And it's like one of the talking parts. The moment Liliana ran outside of that curtain, my 3-year-old goes, "Sissy!" So loud, dog. And we're all recording and shit. It's fucking epic. So, yeah, I may bust something out tonight, dude. Yeah, shout out Harley. She's definitely watching.
Yeah,
but, yeah, like Chad said, bro, anytime y'all are in the city, tap the fuck in. Because the people you speak on off camera, same goes to y'all. Because when you throw flowers across the room at some of the people that are involved with your team and how the influence they play in what you're doing, that's admirable as fuck. You know what I mean? And we appreciate that type of shit, especially when it's molding an up-and-comer like yourself like that. You know what I mean? So anytime y'all are in the city, y'all got the time, bro. Y'all know where the fuck we at.
Pull up, you know what I mean?
Pull up. But we'll be cheering for you, dog. We're anxious to see what you got coming next.
Thank you very much.
We'll put your socials in the
need it. Yeah. Fuck, they're probably in good percentile. They're already fucking following the kid, bro.
Be some of the Chad Arms TV, they may not be hip to it. Yeah, they will be though.
Y'all tap the fuck in, man. Remix for Tennessee Love Song dropping the 12th of January.
January 12th.
With Chase Matthew. Y'all tune the fuck into that. Yes, and sir. Then he says he's got a body of work come February, so let's keep our fingers crossed, man. Yeah. We look forward to seeing that,
though. It's super good.
I would say catch him tonight at fucking Whiskey Jam. That's done came and gone. So just keep your eyes and ears open. You'll see him again. Let me ask y'all this before I let y'all go. Why do I tell them Nella, and then it says your name on the Whiskey Jam flyer?
Nella Ham. That was just a more personal name. I met you in person. Like,
yeah.
You
follow my Instagram. Fire.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to come in here and tell you my first and last name.
Right,
I get it. I didn't know if that was like just a Whiskey Jam thing or like how that was presented, because
That's my brand name. That's my business name. That's what that's like my professional name.
I get it. Like, totally understand.
I didn't take this as a, I mean, it's a professional thing, but it's like I'm not going to come here and, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
my
we're
name
talking,
is.
We're hanging for sure. Out. I got more you. More friends than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hell what I'm yeah. Saying. Y'all hear that? That's my friend.
For that exclusive, baby.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time, man.
Of course, yes.
Give him hell tonight, bubba. We're rooting for you, dog. Y'all tap the fuck in. The kid's shit's available. Fucking ever. Yeah, talk your shit, one.
Hell yeah.
Holding to that shit, bro.
Pulling up tonight, man.
One's fun to step out with.
First beer on me.
Oh, you drinking beer tonight, man?
I might see if you. I might, you know,
man. If it's free, right?
I'm bougie with the beer. I like.
What
I
you
like,
be drinking?
You know what I'm saying? I like domestic shit. You know. What
Shout out domestic.
Yeah, shout domestic. Well,
shout out domestic beer. That's not.
Yeah, that sounded a little weird, bro.
I said shout out just domestic. That's definitely not what I meant. I meant shout out domestic beers. Let's definitely not get canceled.
Nah, man. Shout out Nella, man. Sharp as a dart, motherfucker. Y'all already know.
Sharp as a dart, baby.
Y'all know what's up, bro. We appreciate you tuning in, bro. Y'all thank pull you. Back up again. We'll do it again, okay, guys?
Thank you very much.
Down there in the end is my guy, Chad Arms TV. O-N-E. Our new friend Nella, man. Y'all know me, Squint 615. It's IGotSomeShitToSay.com, ChadArmsTV.com. Chatty, let's go.
Thank you.
Bow.
Bitch, we got views.